Off the Ball Rugby.
Pretty incredible. Only Johnny Sexton really could do this. So look, I know he was a de facto coach anyway. You know, I would imagine there's a few coaches out there whose noses are probably out of joint by this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line. Try from Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans. My name is Rory O'Hagan, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to discuss, let's call a spade, an absolutely massive, massive game for Munster against Ulster this coming Friday night. We'll dig into the weeds of that game, look where Munster need to improve, and we'll talk a lot more as well on this episode of the Red 78. Thank you very much indeed for listening to us today. Quinny, Fiona, how are you guys?
Good. Back from Portugal, and I survived just about. So
just about.
Ready for Thomond Park now on Friday night.
Quinny, how are you, boy?
I'm very good, thanks. Yeah. Big couple of weeks now coming up. So Friday night, it's a big inter-pro and vital for both games, for both teams, really.
Yeah, so much on the line coming up to this game on Friday. We're going to discuss all that. Some comments have reached us, Fiona, looking ahead to the game where Munster need to improve.
Fiona, that my mother says that when I'm in trouble. thanks guys for sending them in. Some good stuff coming in. We'll start off with Keane McGibney there. He said, can Munster find the right mix of passion and intensity mixed with discipline and defence to secure the first of two big wins to try and finish in the top eight? Will the Munster players return from injury help Munster to seal a much needed win? Joe Cashman, I'd say we're all waiting to, fingers crossed, that the return of so many senior players from injury and the break will have helped us fix the line-out issues that helped derail our last few games. Paul O'Sullivan has, Munster need a serious focus on the line-out and discipline to get the win on Friday night. They just need to win the final two home games to send Peter O'Mahony, Conor Murray and Stephen Archer out on a high. John Carroll, Munster need a serious focus on discipline for this game. Ulster will be going all out to win in an attempt to make the top eight. Serious increase in intensity and guile in attack needed if Munster are to win. Anything other than the other than Champions Cup qualification is unacceptable. Aidan, I think missing the playoffs, this is interesting, I think missing the playoffs and going into the Challenge Cup next year is better option for Ulster as they try to build their way back. Would the same suit Munster too? He's a Ulster season ticket holder. And Christopher Murphy, two games left to qualify for Champions Cup. Get that done, then make some noise in the URC playoffs. A season with massive coaching disruptions can still end positively.
Right, so plenty to discuss in there. Just team news-wise, Mike Haley, Gavin Coombs, Calvin Nash, Jim McBarron and Craig Casey all played in Cardiff. They came through the game with no issues. Tom O'Hearn, Stephen Archer, Liam Coombs, John Hodnett, Ollie Yeager, Conor Murray, Peter O'Mahony, Josh Witchley, they're all back in training this week. They missed the Cardiff clash. Looking good in the injury front for Munster and for Ulster. Ian Henderson is back in training. He might feature. He's been missing since February with a hamstring injury. Quinny, put it into context for us. Just how big is this game on Friday night?
Well, it has obvious ramifications for both sides. I think Munster 9th in the league, Ulster 12th. Both have won 7 games, lost 9 games each. 3 points separating them. Look, I think Aidan makes a very interesting point. The Ulster season ticket holder there and his comments on it. And that one jumped out at me yesterday. And he's not the first person to suggest that maybe Munster would be better off in the Challenge Cup, try and get some confidence. Challenge for that. I don't think so. I think the financial ramifications, the bums on seats, the season tickets, sales, all that kind of stuff. And let's be honest, the Challenge Cup game in Thomond Park, or could be in, I know there's going to be a game down in Cork in Páirc Uí Chaoimh as well. It's not the same, you know. European games they're different to Champions Cup games, and Munster are synonymous with the European Cup since its inception. So No, I think for me, I could never envisage a mentality of being better in the Challenge Cup, even if you had a very weakened team and you know from the outside you were saying, well, we've no chance of even getting out of the pool. I still think those games are great. They're, you know, the history of Munster and the fact of sometimes these big teams coming, whether it's touring teams, international touring teams, or big English or French teams coming to Thomond Park is their special days. So I wouldn't like to run the risk and say maybe it'd be more beneficial playing the Challenge Cup, because you can go from the Champions Cup into the Challenge Cup anyway, if you don't get out of the group and stuff like that. So there's still a pathway there. When you look at what Bordeaux did against Toulouse and getting to a final and the outstanding performance they put up against Toulouse at the weekend. You go back and you think maybe if Munster hadn't so many issues around their line-out and turnovers and some mistakes they made in that first half against Bordeaux, that maybe it could have been a little bit different. I think if the game is closer, Bordeaux still win the game, but I still think the gap. I don't know how big the gap is. I think some weeks we think it's massive, other weeks we think it's not so big. I.e., they go to La Rochelle and they get a win, and then you know the last couple of weeks have been poor by the Munster team. Some basic stuff. So I don't necessarily think it'd be a good idea going into the Challenge Cup, even though some people have that opinion. But I think from a financial commercial point of view, it hits you in the pocket there, and you know, Munster need money, they need finances for various different reasons. And if you want to attract some players in, they want to play in the Champions Cup. So it's a different conversation altogether. But Munster need to be a lot better this week. They need to improve dramatically. Aside from it being an interpro, and I think this is probably the last thing in anyone's mind. You know, Paul O'Connell will be watching these games in the next couple of weeks with a view to selecting an Irish squad. So there is some traction for some players to maybe put their hands up there and go on that tour to that summer tour with Ireland. It's an interpro. The rivalry is there, but the biggest thing here is league points. I think Munster. You know, Ulster have got to win both games, probably with bonus points, to get 10 points and get to 40. Maybe not maximum, but they need to get to 46, 47 points to get into the playoffs. I think the way I've looked at it, Munster need to get it, you know, 5, 6 points minimum out of the two games. And you certainly don't want to be going into the game the week after against Benetton and Cork, who are a very dangerous side with loads of internationals, Italian internationals, and some good overseas players as well. So I think for Munster, they just have to try and get a win this week. And Ulster are dangerous because they're going to throw caution to the wind. They're going to attack Munster all over the pitch, and they've got to be ready for that. So you know, they can only control what they do, Munster, and their preparation. I think, you know, the most obvious deficiency in the last number of weeks has been the line-out. Did no game at the weekend, so let's hope that they've addressed that issue and put a lot of time and work into it. And they have a platform for this week that they can attack off of, because their whole game has been affected in attack and defence by their line-out. Their turnovers, their ball handling has been poor in the last few weeks. So yeah, they've got to try and find some bit of form now. And I think they're capable. We said it after the Cardiff game. It was last week. It was a very, very lackluster, disappointing, frustrating watch for anybody. I'm sure the players were frustrated themselves, but they've got to turn the screw this week, because Ulster are a very, very dangerous proposition, and they'll really fancy it in Thomond Park. And as I said, if they lose, they're done for, you know what I mean? So they've got to find a result. They're away to Edinburgh the week after, and even if they were, you know, if they were to lose to Munster this week, it's more effectively done for Ulster. they'd be relying on other results the following week and hoping that they get a bonus point away to Edinburgh. So it's still in their hands as well. So yeah, it makes it for a very exciting game. And you know, a number of years ago, playoffs kind of, it's probably going back a good few years now, but you know, I played in the competition where the league was over after two or three, four games left, and everybody kind of down tools and mixed and matched teams and stuff like that. I know there was always the qualification thing there, but these playoffs have been brilliant the last few years. They've been, you know, right across the board this weekend. There's so many games that can make such a difference. And it makes the competition brilliant and really exciting. And yeah, Friday night is the start of it, really, with a massive inter-pro game that Munster and Ulster both need to win.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely massive. As Cunny was saying there, Fiona, like, both sides have had the week off, which is probably great news for Munster, because, as Cunny alluded to, there's so many issues that Munster have had to work on the training field that hopefully they'll have ironed out by Friday.
Yeah, look, it's definite. The line-out is the obvious one, and Quinny was chatting about it. I mean, I think it was after Christmas, I was looking at the stats around the line-out and the scrum, and Munster were up around fifth or sixth in that, but now they've jumped down to 15th in the URC with 81%, you know, and which is 16th themselves, and Zebra are the same. So they'd be absolutely disgusted with that, because it's an area of the game. Certainly Munster has prided itself on over the years. So I think everything is you know, we've chatted on here, it's fixable, we've said this, we've said that, but for the last couple of weeks in particular, I think there's just been such a variety of what's gone wrong between the throw, between the movement, between the jump, between the lifts. So you would imagine in that week off, Rory, that they've spent a long time in getting those connections right, which is going back to basics. That's where they'll have to go, because the lifts were out of sync, the throw, the communication even was bad, as I said. So certainly a week at that level will help you sort out a lot of things. But on the flip side, when confidence is low, it's certainly an area of the game Ulster are really going to attack. And I think in the last couple of games as well, certainly discipline, I think they're not too bad. They're up sixth in the discipline charts, but the last few games in particular has dragged them down a bit because of the yellow cards, giving away penalties in the wrong area. So certainly in Thomond Park, you've got to get the crowd behind you as well. So I think they'll have to sort out that and not be giving away Ulster stupid penalties, because we know Jack Murphy has a good boot in him as well, and certainly they'll be kicking for posts, and like Leinster, I suppose, the week before, if it gets tight they'll be kicking for posts, because it's a must win game for both teams.
Yeah, could you talk to me?
I think we should I think we should look back a little bit here. You know, you talk about the importance and the significance of this game, but in 2023, Munster finished fifth in the URC, and around 17-18 they went to Stormers in Cape Town, won, got a bonus point win, went to Durban and got a draw. Was it 7 points they got from those two games? The expectation going to South Africa is that they might get anything out of that. They put them into fifth place. They went to Glasgow and had a brilliant win there in the quarterfinals. Brilliant win away against Leinster in the semi-final. And then, you know, that springboard and that confidence that they gained, and getting players back, and, you know, having Snyman there, Klein, Tyburn, Peter O'Mahony, Coombs, Hodnett, all having big games and been, you know, really kind of finding some form and having options off the bench. The Ben Healy, Jack Crowley scenario, moving Crowley to centre, bringing Ben Healy on. You know, Fekito was outstanding. Anton Frisch, Nash, Daly on the wings, Haley Foote. Everyone was just found the right kind of form. And I was trying to find kind of reasons to say, well, look, if Munster make the playoffs here, if they get to sixth, seventh, they could end up being away to, you know, if they're seventh and as the table stands, they'd be away to Glasgow. If you're sixth, you're away to the Bulls as it stands. if you're fifth, you're away to the Sharks. So the worst case scenario, the first and foremost, they've got to try and figure out and make sure they get into the playoffs. But the reason I bring this up is because that form was really, I just not sure if they can find the form. I look at the fixtures, and I spoke a lot about this pre-Christmas with this post-Christmas fixture schedule, talking about, the fixtures they had in the league. Dragons, they won. Scarlets, they won. Lost at home to Edinburgh, which I would have had down as a win to Munster. Lost away to Glasgow, which, that was always going to be a tricky one. Connacht, they won. Lost to Bulls, lost to Cardiff. So the run has been really poor. In their last five league games, they've won one game. And that's not the form of a championship, a side that can maybe have a crack at the playoffs. And I thought a few weeks ago in Bordeaux, after second half in Bordeaux, I said, if this team gets one or two players back, adds to it, strengthens the bench a little bit, tidies up a few things, they could have a crack at this playoffs. But what we've seen the last 2 weeks, I don't see that happening unless they find something. And the onus is on the players here, and the coaches to really look hard in the last 2 weeks, because let's be honest, it hasn't been good enough, and it's not the form of a side that you'd fancy to have a crack at teams in the playoffs. At best here, they're going to be away in a quarter final. If they win that, away in a semi final. If they win that, away in a final. They did that in 2023, and but things were looking differently. There wasn't the big issue is that we keep saying it's the line out, and we could see the same again this week. Ulster will be putting that pressure on. I don't know if you get the same sort of pressure as they've got, because Ulster have their own issues around their own injuries, but it hasn't been good enough. And I think it'll end up in a very much a disastrous season if Munster don't make the playoffs and make Europe.
So how is that pressure, Fiona, likely going to make the Munster players respond? They've obviously seen the criticism over the of them over the last couple of weeks. How are they going to respond to that?
Yeah, well, look, I think no better place than Thomond Park on a Friday night to respond to that, and the crowd have to get out and get behind them because it's such a huge game. Quinny spoke about it earlier, so I won't get into it, but you need to be playing Champions Cup in Thomond Park. Like the people aren't, yes, there'll be supporters there, but it won't be the same level and it will cost them down the line big time. So certainly I think the players will understand what's going on, but they'll be just focusing on what they can fix, and they'll know the handling errors in particular has been atrocious in some games. So whether they need to tighten up the attack, yes, it's structured, the structure is there, but when they lose shape, and we saw it last week was the worst I've seen it when they lost shape altogether. They just really struggled to find a way to get back into that, to be able to get over the gain line. So with the couple of weeks off, they'll be focusing on that, and they'll know these Ulster players inside out as well. It's always been a ferocious battle, be it up in the north or be it down here, and they'll bring that physicality. So Munster will know that is coming their way, but they'll certainly have to come up with some big moments around set piece, because people love that aspect of the game, and certainly Munster at the start of the season were coming up some lovely strike plays. I've seen nothing, and that being because obviously they're struggling at line out time. The scrum has actually improved, I think, and even Michael Milner was excellent last week. So certainly they'll have to go back to basics, but also throw in a few things to throw Ulster off guard as well, especially at home. You need to get the crowd behind you with a bit of excitement.
Well, that is it for part one of this week's episode of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we talk a bit more about the Ulster game and we talk about Stephen Archer's incredible career, you can become an Off the Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off the Ball app, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.